Well, listen, we didn't intend to make this a polarizing morning here on the Paul W. Smith Show. I mean, it's just part of the times. In the 6 o'clock hour, we talked about the State of the Union, and you know the routine. One side of the aisle is going to say, this guy's absolutely clueless. The other side of the aisle is going to say, he nailed it. Well, a lot of that is going on around here as well, as the Democrats have unveiled a major tax overhaul. The Freep writing about it, the news writing about it. Again, depending on what side of the aisle you're sitting on, some people think it's useless. Some people think this is the best thing to happen to Michigan. That's why we call an expert. Patrick Anderson, CEO of the Anderson Economic Group, kindly joining us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. And first of all, Patrick, really appreciate you taking the time and getting up with us this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing very well. But Patrick, like so many other people, I'm intrigued because depending on what you read, this is exactly what the doctor ordered for families in our great state. And, well, the other side of that is, where's the meat? What say you, Patrick Anderson?
Well, I'm not quite sure that this is it's fair to call it an overhaul. It's not an overhaul. The proposal here is a one-time set of $180 checks sent to filers, not completely unrelated to how much income tax they paid. And that's to avoid what's required by law, which is a reduction in the income tax rate, which would actually send more people, particularly more money, actually much more money to people who worked and paid income tax, and less money to people who didn't work and therefore didn't pay income tax. That's not an overhaul. But it is something where we can either take a step in making our business climate more competitive and let workers keep more of what they earn, or we could just send out checks one time. There is in this package something that has bipartisan support, which is an expansion of the earned income tax credit. That's something that I've been working on now for over a decade, and that's letting people who are just getting started in the workforce keep more of what they earn by giving them back some of the payroll taxes. And that's something that I think is very positive. So I want to distinguish that, which is a good idea, bipartisan support, and something that would help people get started working versus what I'm looking here can be kind of looked at as kind of gimmicking or a way to do a one-time thing, claim credit for it, rather than taking the step that's required by law and that is most fair to taxpayers, which would be to lower the income tax rate.
You know what's interesting, Patrick? I want to go back to the beginning, if I may, for just a second, because I think it's a sign of the times. Here are the headlines in newspapers talking about this. The Detroit Free Press: Democrats unveiled major tax overhaul, a guide to their proposals. You go to the Detroit News editorial: Governor, forget flimsy rebates, lower tax rates. I mean, it is amazing how so many people can look at the exact same thing and get, I guess, drastically different thoughts on that. And that's why we call this guy Patrick Anderson, economist with the Anderson Group, CEO of the Anderson Group. As a matter of fact, Patrick, there are people, and I got this from the Detroit News editorial, that are basically saying these rebates that the governor is offering are really not much more than were already coming this year. Is that a safe way to put it?
And for most taxpayers that are working, and I'm going to make a point here because the rebates are set up for anyone who files. So even if you don't work, let's say you're a student or you're retired or you just plain don't work, you probably get a rebate check under this scheme. But income tax is paid by people who earn income. And what we have in the law and what's part of the principle that we've all accepted in the state of Michigan by having a flat rate income tax is the more that you earn, the more that you pay. And when we have a $9 billion surplus, a lot of which is federal money, it makes sense to lower the income tax rate. And that means the normal way you do that is lower the income tax rate and let people who paid a lot get some back, and people that paid a little get some back too, but proportionate to what their what they paid in. And unfortunately, the rebate type angle avoids that and makes it a one-time thing. And it really, it's going to make people ask questions. Like, so for a lot of two-earner couples out there, there's people out there driving their kids to school right now where the husband and wife are both working. They're going to get exactly the same rebate back as a single person who didn't work. And it's really hard to say that that's fair.
Well, it's interesting because as I read this editorial, you are quoted in the editorial. I challenge people to, as always, look at both sides of an issue. And I think this editorial in the Detroit News kind of hit the nail on top of the head. And Senate Republican leader Eric Nesbitt even came out and said, quote, the governor is trying to finagle herself out of a tax cut. All this, to be honest with you, Patrick, at a time where a lot of people are saying, well, wait a second, aren't we kind of throwing out the fact that we've got a $9 billion surplus left and right?
Yeah, and we're going to send $800 million of it back. So we're sending less than one-tenth of the surplus back. And that, I don't think, is the kind of step we should take. I mean, the law says if you have that much of a gain in revenue, you just reduce fractionally. We're talking about 0.2% in the reduction in the income tax rate. But whether it's 0.2 or 0.1 or 0.4, it's proportionate. You paid more in, you should get, you know, more back. If you paid almost nothing in, you really don't have a claim on getting $180 million or $180 rebate check. So I think both in terms of fairness and in terms of establishing that the state of Michigan wants to be a fair place for workers and for employers, it'd be much better if we did what the law requires and reduce the income tax rate.
Well, I like to think long-term myself as well, but who am I? That's why we talk to you, Patrick Anderson, CEO of the Anderson Economic Group. How can people get in touch with you, Patrick?
The Anderson Economic Group website has great stuff on the Michigan economy and the auto industry. It doesn't have tax advice, unfortunately, for people, but go to the AndersonEconomicGroup.com website. You can always check on our auto industry and check on what's going on in our economy, and that's what I suggest for a lot of folks who are just interested. And then, you know, businesses hire us, and we hope they contact us directly.
Absolutely. And we appreciate talking to you and certainly your expertise. Patrick Anderson, once again, the CEO of the Anderson Economic Group. Really appreciate you taking the time this morning. Have a great morning, Patrick.
You too, Sean.
All right, Patrick Anderson kindly joining us. Yeah, this is fascinating because, Brian, we kind of stumbled on this. We didn't mean for it to be one of those mornings, but it's one of those mornings, right? Oh, this is great for the state of Michigan. And then you read the editorial. What are we doing here? So, yeah.
They want to send me a check. I'm fine with it. Just for the record, anybody that wants to send me a check, I'm available and willing.
You can send me some meat. just turn it into meat form and just give me kind of a bulk thing. I'll cook some ribs and it'll be all good. All right, coming up at 7:35, we will check in with our senior news analyst, Marie Osborne. Some more news on Governor Whitmer, the proposal of hundreds of millions for school tutors, literacy programs. We'll check in with Marie. Hope your morning's going well. Sean Belegian sitting in for Paul W. Smith, WJR.